Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of this podcast, the Adia Talks podcast. I am so glad you stopped by today. I hope you're well. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, week, everything. This is episode 2 in season 2. So this is like 2-2, double-double. Hope you caught the first episode of this new season of the podcast. If you didn't, go back and listen to it. I believe it will bless you. I know it will bless you. But thank you so much for stopping by. We spoke about something the last time, which was on preserving the knowledge of Christ. So today we're kind of going to be building our foundation from that. I originally had a bit of a different idea for us to build on, but the Lord has taken me in a different direction as I'm recording this. And the other thing I had down for us to speak about is actually very closely aligned, but it will be in a later episode. So we'll sort of kind of build from where we are, because we're, you know, God is taking us in this direction. So we move according to what he says. And this is very, very important. So it is, you know, you don't want to miss this episode. So you're listening to it. So I want you, as I said in the intro, to just pay some attention, grab your notebook, your pen, your drink, and just have an open heart. Allow the Lord to minister to you. But before I get into the topic for today, I want to say happy New Year to our Jewish brothers and sisters and people who, you know, follow the Jewish calendar and celebrate Rosh Hashanah. Or Rosh Hashanah, I don't know if I can ever pronounce it properly. But anyway, you know what I mean, basically. Happy New Year. It is this weekend now we're celebrating as I'm recording this. So we're moving from 5780 to 5781 into the new year. And yeah, this is actually quite interesting because I would say for maybe it's been 2-3 years that, you know, the Lord has sort of, I think it was about 3 years ago or so, that I had this sort of revelation, if you like, about my personal sort of new year, in a sense, kind of starting now. And I didn't actually equate it to the Jewish New Year necessarily at the time. It just seemed like that's what the Lord was saying to me. And he gave me reasons for why I should view sort of August as my kind of close out the year and September as a sort of new year. I kind of thought of it as a new school year. But as I began to understand things a bit more, I understood the significance. So of course, you know, when we move to 2020 to 2021, that's, you know, a new year as well. But it just means the way I look at things a bit personally and how I shape up my year and plan for it is a little more aligned to this now. So it's Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of the Trumpets. If you want to know about more about that, there's so much out there. I posted something in our prayer room, so if you're a member of that, you can catch some information around that. But you know, it's great because, you know, with the way the Jewish years are, you know, the Jewish letters, or say the alphabets, you know, are made up of different meanings, and they have sort of pictorial representations and numbers, etc. And they all have a significance, right? And if you look at kind of like the way it's been over time, it kind of was always materialized into it. So last year, obviously, was 5780, was kind of the start of a decade, according to the Jewish calendar, and 2020 as well, kind of, you know, shortly after a few months, right? A new decade. And it was essentially the decade of the mouth. You know, we said last year was the year of the mouth, you know, about what you're saying, declaring, etc. And boy, oh boy, has it not been an interesting year, even concerning the mouth alone. Let's just reflect on that for a second. This is not what I was meant to talk about, but it's important. So I'll come on to my main topic. But Has it not been an interesting year from a mouth perspective, right? We are currently being forced to, you know, for our own safety, you know, cover our mouths and wear masks and all of that. This time last year, would you have ever thought that we would be in a situation where globally, you know, to go out to interact, we would need to walk around with masks and talk? You know, it just is interesting talking to people in the office and you're walking around and, you know, you're talking with masks, etc. And just generally, right, who would have thought that that would be the situation? And that this happened in the year or the decade or the start of the decade of the mouth. Now, if we look back on everything the Lord said, when I look back on everything the Lord said to me concerning 2020, it actually has manifested. We just always think of things different from, you know, we have our different perspectives based on, you know, how things are ingrained in our mind. But really what he said, the core of what he said has actually manifested, right? So there's been a lot of shifts and changes this decade. It's been, you know, preparing for, you know, the Lord is laying a new foundation for what he wants to do. You know, I definitely remember the Lord saying this is a springboard to the rest of the decade. And it has been, because, you know, it is in order to change things or to have these transfers and these shifts, things need to shake up and change. I'm not saying God brought all of this about, all of that. No, of course he knew it was going to happen. And, you know, it all works out for our good in the end. But, you know, everything the Lord said would happen, happened in a sense, and it's happening, right? It's still happening. I'm not going to talk about stuff to come. But anyway, that's a brief reflection. And just thinking about the mouth, how the mouth was forced, you know, our mouths are forced to be closed. Now, what I counter that with is when I often am having to wear a mask if I'm traveling, you know, in an Uber or on a train or something or wherever, I'm praying. I'm actually mostly speaking in tongues, which is a good thing you can be doing under your mask, right? Rather than being limited. But also, you know, we view this as a year where the declarations of our mouths were very important. So then, you know, people made a conscious effort. I know I did to, you know, I always was not always, but, you know, for some time I'd been big on declarations and making sure I'm declaring the word of God, the Lord, and I am, you know, speaking what he says, not what, like, I may see in my flesh or what my emotions may be telling me, right? I'm kind of coming from that perspective. But, you know, with hearing it being the year of the mouth, it just seems so, you know, much more, it has so much more emphasis on it. Now, hasn't this been a year where everyone has, you know, spoken, if that makes sense? Like, I feel like it's been a year where there's just been a lot more. We've heard from a lot of voices that we want. Everyone has felt they had a voice to speak, or they could speak, or they could say something. And in most cases, people were not really saying the right thing, because they were, you know, there was a lot of stuff they were coming up against. So it's either, you know, I don't want to get into the detail, but people were always in the situation where they were speaking, and they're speaking out for the good sometimes against something, or they're speaking from a place of anger, or they were, you know, they were declaring things like, I can't breathe, like, seriously, you know, all sorts of things, right? And I know that was all to pay respect or homage to somebody, but, you know, we people just began to just say things and just speak things that, you know, they almost didn't have a sort of weight to understanding that your words do carry weight and power. But there was just this, you know, influx of just information. And then sometimes, you know, even you couldn't, if you were not discerning, you couldn't discern. People could not discern a lot. In fact, this year, discernment, like, just people just follow the crowd, because you're just hearing so many voices. What's this person saying? What's that person saying? And you've clicked, and, you know, and if someone says something, and it sort of sows a seed in somebody else, and it sows this anger sometimes, and then people start speaking. It just was like, we're just hearing so much. So it's almost like we needed to shut out the noise at some point and really just listen to what the Lord was saying. I know I certainly did. I got to a point where I was just tired of hearing, you know, either be it a social media break, be it a, like, I don't want to hear from anybody's opinion or anything. I just want to hear what the Lord is saying. People felt the need to always share an opinion. And I firmly am, I can say this to take this argument down with anybody. You do not have to have an opinion about everything. Personally, I would rather God tells you something to say and you say it. If not, like, you can just keep quiet. It doesn't prove your leadership. It doesn't prove anything, you know, high and mighty about you. That's just my thing. But we had a lot of opinions, which means there's a lot of noise, a lot of confusion, and people could not decipher between the Lord and what everyone was saying and what sounded good versus God. And, you know, there was just some sort of mass confusion. But very closely linked to what I'm actually talking about. So this is nice. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Today's topic is actually on building blocks, right? Building blocks. And it follows on nicely from what we spoke about last week about, you know, preserving the knowledge of Christ. I spoke briefly, very, very briefly about things we could do to do that. But really, you know, I took some time to meditate on that. And the Lord was just saying about building blocks, like, what are we doing now? Because when we talked about preserving the knowledge of Christ, you know, we're talking about the time to come where the word would, you know, it might be, the word may be scarcer than we, you know, have access to. And, you know, there's so much persecution and these things against Christians, all of that, you know, we might be in that situation. I don't know all the ins and outs, but anyway, there may be a time like that, right? In fact, I was studying with a group the book of Daniel, or reading Daniel 8 this past week. And yeah, that's, you know, if you read that, that's a prophecy about what we're living in right now, I firmly believe. So what does that mean? It means that we have to have firm building blocks. We have to, you know, build on the word of God. That's our building block. So we're building on the word. So building blocks are those things that are like your foundational things, you know, which help you be solid. And we're talking about building on the word of God. Building on the word of God. That is the key thing. That is what we need to do to preserve the knowledge of Christ. We need to have the word within us. As somebody I really admire put, you know, she said, there's a time coming that you might not even have a Bible, right? And what you would use to live is the word that is dwelling within you. And, you know, that's how we preserve the knowledge of Christ. We keep the word within us so that when we need it, we're not like, Google, what does the scripture say? Or, you know, let me bring out my Bible and look for this, right? Because the enemy knows the word as well. So you can't really rely on that. You have to preserve the knowledge of Christ by building the word, building yourself up in the word, such that it's within you, such that you've meditated, you've chewed, you've received revelation, you know, so that even if the enemy comes and quotes that scripture to you, or gives you some sort of diabolic dream, or gives you something, and it seems like, well, he said the Bible, or he called Jesus, or he used something, so that you would be able to know, because you've become so familiar with the word, and the word is Jesus, right? You've fellowshiped so much with him, you've been so intimate with him, that you can tell when something is not of him and something when something is of him, right? So we're talking about building blocks, building on the word of God, and how relevant it is, how relevant is it, you know, in our world today, especially where we are drowned out with so many opinions. Key thing is even just opinions. Even if we were to strip out social media posts and pictures or whatever, opinions, people's voices, you know, it's beautiful that, you know, we can just say, okay, have a podcast, you can start this, you can do this, you can share your, you know, story, or share the story God is telling through you with people. You can do all these things very easily with a click of a button. But what that means is that you can also get sidetracked and sort of, you know, overloaded and overwhelmed with just voices and noise and things you don't need to hear, and things that, you know, kind of sometimes you hear things that become part of your subconscious, right? So you might not even think you're absorbing it, but because you've heard it, because your ears are gates, right? They pick up what's being said. It may come in your mind, and then your mind starts to feast on it if you don't guard it properly, and, you know, all of that good, not good stuff. But essentially, what we're then saying is that we build on the word of God. That's our building block for everything. Our building block is the word of God. You know, Hosea 4:6 said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge, the lack of the knowledge of the word of God, right? So if we don't have the knowledge of God, people perish for the lack of that knowledge of the word. Again, example as well. The enemy can come and just tell you anything, and you think, oh, that sounds biblical. Oh, that sounds, you know, whatever, whatever. I was listening to something. It's interesting. I was listening to something, and somebody said, they quoted, somebody saying, oh, quote me a scripture that relates to, you know, X and X topic. And somebody said something, and I was like, that's not biblical. The lady who was asking also knew it wasn't biblical. She was like, excuse me, where is that in the Bible? But most of the other people in the gathering didn't really seem to pick up on the fact that it wasn't biblical or it wasn't the Bible, you know, and it sounded like it could be. And it was just something slightly, I believe, slightly misquoted. You know, let's just say, for example, someone says the Lord is the God of wealth or something like that, right? Where it's like, no, the Lord gives you the power to make wealth, right? He owns everything, yes, but he gives you the power to make wealth. But, you know, sometimes things are misquoted, but we don't pick up on them because people just don't know the word, right? So you may think, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And it's like, no. First of all, he's not that. And that's not the word of God. So we should also be Berean, as the word says as well in Acts. You know, the people in the area called Berean, I hope I'm pronouncing it properly, were the sort of people that, you know, heard the word of God, but they went to study for themselves. They went to check the word for themselves. They went to do their own extra, you know, study, meditation, etc., so that the word could actually dwell within their hearts and they could decipher what is, you know, real versus fake. So we need to be discerning as well, because, man, this year I have seen all sorts of things, but that is a topic for another day. So we're talking about building blocks, and this is building on the word of God. And when I started thinking about it, and it was just literally in a short period of time, you know, the Lord said, it's important that we get our foundation right. You know, it's important that the foundation of everything is right as we build along, right? So think about a house. If you had this lovely, beautiful house, which on the outside looked amazing, you had all these lovely, so aesthetically it was pleasing to the eye and it looked wonderful, but it wasn't built on, like, you know, a solid foundation. So let's just say it was built like, you know, I live in the UK, so I can use this example. Apologies to my American listeners. Most American houses, to my knowledge anyway, and to the states I'm most acquainted with, are built on, like, you know, I don't think they have a foundation per se, compared to houses in the UK and even in, you know, Nigeria. I remember when I used to see how, I remember actually growing up, we had like another house. Had a few times other houses being built around us, like, or in our compound, and, you know, you'd always see the building process. And I remember growing up and looking out the window and asking my mom, like, what are they doing? Like, you know, and that's where they're digging up the foundation. They're digging deep, and obviously the bigger the house is going to be, or the more stories the house is going to have, the foundation is usually deeper. So they dig really, really deep. They build the foundation. They put these long metal rods in. They do all sorts of stuff before they actually start building on the house and adding all the stuff to it. And then it becomes this beautiful house, right? In the US, I've never seen a house being, I've seen houses being built, but I've never seen them being built from the start. So I don't know the ins and outs, but my understanding, and this is why when there's a lot of storms and things like that, people's houses can get easily destroyed, is houses are not built the same way. It's a bit more, you know, kind of imagine you're building just from the surface up. That's my general understanding. Now, even if that's not the case, I think it is, but imagine a situation where you didn't build a foundation, you just built the house, you know, maybe you had a big slab of concrete and then you started building on top of that concrete. What would that mean? That would mean that your house doesn't have a solid foundation. So though both houses, even the second example might even be more beautiful and more lavish and wonderful and great and grand, you know, and a mansion, it just doesn't have a solid foundation. So here in England, we tend to have a lot smaller homes. We live in flats, everything is there, but we have houses that are built on solid foundations, right? So if you put the amount of the wind that may come to that house that's built on a solid foundation versus this big, beautiful mansion, which isn't really on a solid foundation, the mansion is probably going to get destroyed. My point all being that the foundation on everything is important. Your foundation is extremely important. And the foundation in this case is the word of God. Our foundation is the word of God. I'm trying to find a scripture which talks about, because I want to quote it properly. It talks about, if the foundation is faulty, what can the righteous do? Something like that. Okay, I'm looking for that so I can quote it. Yes, I believe it's Psalm 11:3. If the foundations are destroyed or faulty, what can the righteous do? Right? So the importance of our foundations is extremely important, that we build on a solid foundation, on the word. You know, we're not building on, you know, what we feel from a goose pimples about God, or, you know, from kind of the superficial ways. We're actually going back to the word, fellowshipping with the word, understanding what the word says, you know, asking Holy Spirit to shed more light on the word, walking with him and building from that perspective. Now, when I sort of, again, was thinking about this, I thought there's kind of two things, right? So I think Isaiah 60 verse 1 is a scripture that we all really, really, really love. And that says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, or rises upon you, or the Lord rises to shine on you. Arise and shine. Now, that is a beautiful scripture. And that is, you know, we want to be arising, we want to be shining. I really do believe this season is one that we need to be arising, shining, enlarging, and doing what the Lord said we should do. We should not be cowering or, you know, dumbing down for anything. But on the sort of flip side, I see it as arise and shine. You know, I'll add my own bits. O ye whose foundation is there, right? So I believe very strongly that we arise and shine, especially in this season. As believers, we arise and shine from a solid foundation, from our foundation being set on Christ, like him being our solid rock. A scripture also that I would like us to read as well is Jeremiah 1:10. And this is where the Lord is, in Jeremiah 1, he is appointing Jeremiah a prophet. He's telling him he's a prophet of the Most High. You know, he's put his words in his mouth, etc., all of that. But I love this part, which says in verses 10, it says, today I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some of you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow. Others you must build up and plant. This is like everything. So what this is sort of saying to me is we should build, right? So we need to build and build on the solid foundation, but we need to remove everything that is not of Christ, right? So how is our foundation solid? It is solid when we are building on the knowledge of the word of God, and we are also removing and uprooting everything that is not of Christ. If the foundation is faulty, what can the righteous do? The faulty foundation should not, our righteousness is in Christ, right? So really, that's our righteousness, and there's no fault found in him. But, you know, if we don't uproot what is not of Christ, and we choose to say, okay, I want to have this, you know, I'm not going to uproot the things I need to uproot, and I'm going to just like carry on, you know, then in a sense, you can have a bit of a faulty foundation, right? One part will be solid to some extent, but there's just some things that need to be tweaked and changed. And, you know, usually as believers, what happens to us is as we grow in the Lord, he shows us things that may be faulty, not quite working right, mindsets that are faulty, different things on our, you know, foundations that are faulty, or our thought patterns, etc., that are faulty. Because I love what he does say to, you know, Jeremiah. And in this case, in this dispensation, you know, you can be the prophet over your own life. You don't always need somebody to be the one that comes to you and says, oh, this is what the Lord is saying. Yes, prophets exist, they do, you know, and they're there for a reason. But, you know, you can also be the prophet over your own life. And what he says to the prophet Jeremiah is, see, today I appoint you, overthrow nations and kingdoms, to uproot and tear down. So overthrow, let's just say, okay, nations and kingdoms, but let's just equate this to like overthrow and uproot and tear down anything that is not of Christ within you, in your life, anything that is not of Christ, overthrow those things. Use the word to overthrow those things, to destroy those things. And then you build up, and then you also build up on plan. So really the role of what he was giving Jeremiah as the prophet, and you are the prophet over your own life, is to say, Jeremiah, you know, I'm giving you the ability to put my words in your mouth, and I'm giving you the ability through the words I have given you to uproot, to tear down, to destroy and overthrow, and to build up and to plant. And also, it's also not just those things like in your own life as well. You know, the Lord will also, as you walk in him, give you, because you know the authority you have, he will give you the insight and the ability to overthrow whatever else he needs you to overthrow in your sphere of influence, etc. But really, if we're talking about building blocks, then we need to build on the word of God. But that requires us to destroy certain things, you know. So people say they're bloodline breakers, they're, you know, all sorts of things. They thus far no more of certain things going on, maybe in your bloodline or your life or whatever. You destroy those things because Christ is within you. You're a new creature. You have the ability to overthrow and trample over those things. So you destroy those things, you overthrow those things that are not of God, and then you start to build, you build. Now you do that concurrently. It's not like you say, okay, I'm not going to build on myself on the word of God and I'm just going to focus on this, because no, you use the word of God to destroy those things that need to be destroyed, right? So how we build on the word of God really is to just kind of keep it really simple. Is really just doing what the word says in Joshua 1:8, which is meditating on the word of God and not allowing this book of lore. Now, I know when it was being said to Joshua, it was the lore specifically, but it essentially means the word of God, not allowing the word of God to depart from your mouth. So I'm going to read the scripture in the NLT, and I love it. It says, study this book of instruction continuously. So it's meditate, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do, right? And, you know, building successfully on the word of God is our prospering and our succeeding. Back in season one, we spoke about our definition of success as believers. Now we spoke about it maybe from a very specific perspective, but really overall as a believer, it is really to, you know, do what the word of God will have us do what the Lord says. Now, in this case, obviously we're meditating on the book, on the entire Bible, or the, you know, the sort of, I never want to say it's finished, because we're still living and, you know, the God is still living through us, and everything that was present, you know, is still present with us as we are. But, you know, we've got like the Old Testament, the New Testament. So we're meditating, we're reading, meditating this book, and we're not allowing it to depart from us day and night. We're consuming the word of God. And as we're doing that, as we're studying, as we're meditating with Holy Spirit is giving us more revelation, right? The Spirit of God is also breathing into the scripture, showing us things, giving us showing us what the Lord really is talking about, what he meant. It's kind of giving us new dimensions and things about the scripture. So the Spirit and the word go together in our lives, right? That's how we create the right balance of being a Christian. Is not just to be too, some people are very word focused, no Holy Spirit, or very Holy Spirit, no word. And that, these are all, those extremes are all dangerous territory. Conversation for another day. But we're talking about building, and building is really building on the word of God. And you have to be intentional, especially in this day, about it. We should not, as believers, be focused more on the news versus, we should know more about what's going on in the world versus the word. Right? We should not be focused on the news, the numbers, what they're saying, I'm not saying don't, obviously, you know, we do what we do. We need to, you might even have jobs where you need to be focused on that for whatever reason. But what I'm saying is you should not have more of the world in you than the word. We should not have more of what's going on in the news than, you know, the word. I remember, especially during the, you know, a few months ago when COVID was I don't know the situation too much now, but when it was like really at its height or its peak, some people were tracking numbers every day. They knew the numbers, the cases, the this, the that. And I think, you know, some point it's like, are you tracking that more than tracking the, you know, the word of God and seeing what God is saying and praying? And, you know, it just kind of really became a lot of noise. And what I'm saying about being deliberate is because the media doesn't make it any easier for us in this day to just, you know, just do what we do, right? It just, you know, the media would always want to compete. Something will always want to compete for your attention. I know I'm picking on the media quite a bit now because, you know, that's the media. But it could be anything, right? Anything would always want your attention. So you have to be deliberate in what gets your attention, in how you study the word, all those things. So I've spoken quite a bit, so I'm just going to end right now. But I hope this blessed you. I hope this made sense with, you know, what following on nicely from what we spoke about last week. Next week we'll come on to something which is quite practical as well. It's kind of more of a life thing, but you know, very practical for where we are, and you know, thinking about, you know, even preparing for the coming year of 2021, or if you follow the Jewish, you know, new year, then welcome to 5781. You know, I won't say much about, you know, what's happening for the years to come. But so we will talk more about those things as time goes on. And I really hope this blessed you. Please share this podcast with a friend or two or three. Do whatever you do. Till we meet again next week. I love you and stay blessed. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, adiatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care and God bless you.